Any computer questions?
I was asked a couple of days ago to give somebody a crash course on the calendar, and I had never really used it, so I started using it. I put in some events, and what happens with my iPhone is that when I go into the month view and I touch on a day, it says, you know, September 10, no events.
Even though you have one event. Right?
Yeah, even though.
Known bug. By putting two events in a day, you'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you put in two events, even if one of them is fake, it'll read it right.
Right, okay.
I have a Hewlett Packard printer, and it decided, a little while ago just to stop printing. You press all the dialog boxes, hit the buttons, right, and everything's plugged in, and just decides it doesn't want to print anymore.
When you say it doesn't print, does it spit out a blank piece of paper, or does it?
No, nothing happens. You just hit the button, say prints,
now,
and it's just silent.
Have you gone into your control panel under printers properties and look and see if it is enabled properly?
For options now, so that would be,
okay, good. That would be one place I'd go.
The suggestion of doing self-test from printer is a good one, because
Where do you find the self-test? Is that
generally on the printer, there is either a button or a combination of buttons that you can hold down, so you have to probably consult the manual of the printer if you have it.
Probably a good Google search, but if it doesn't do that, then you've got a problem on the printer itself.
Yeah.
And in that printer properties, there's a print test page from the computer.
Yes.
So if you can try printing test page from the printer, if that works, then you try printing test page from
the printer
properties.
Is that in the control panel?
Yes. Control panel, and then printers, and then properties under that.
Well, actually under the specific
printer. Under your specific printer. I assume you didn't have more than one, but yeah.
The other thing you could look at also, David, is the device manager. Look in device manager to make sure that your USB device hasn't been somehow disabled or corrupted, or you want to make sure that your computer is, in fact, actually seeing the device itself. And one of the things the device manager will tell you is if there are conflicts. For instance, if you had, say, installed another USB device and they were both attempting to use the same ports, that would certainly be a problem. And your device manager will tell you if, in fact, there are conflicts with the device.
Device manager also in control panel?
Yes.
Yes, under system.
Yes, under system.
If you have somebody that's working with you on this who's sighted, if there is a conflict, it shows up as a yellow
exclamation
point.
I believe it also sometimes will actually say that there is a conflict or that there is no conflict.
Sometimes it does.
You may have to look around with your JAWS cursor to find out that information, because it may not readily. The self-test that you want to do first to make sure that your hardware is working is one that would not even require your printer being connected to the computer, because if that doesn't work, then nothing else you do is going to make any difference.
I have a question for the audio guys. Is there a microphone that, not these expensive mics, but just for, kind of ordinary use, conversational, that's in the $25 to $50 range?
Something to attach to the computer?
Yeah, to attach to the computer, to the mic outlet, not a USB.
Is this something you'd want to be using, for Skype or whatever?
Yeah, for Skype, exactly.
There's two ways you could go. You could get either a USB, or if you wanted to plug into the regular mic and headset jack, headset with a boom mic that came down.
I don't want to use a headset.
Okay.
Because I have a wireless headphones, and I use a $5 mic now that actually works, but I want to get something a little bit better quality.
Logitech has a couple in that price range, desktop mics, and physically they're kind of chintzy, but they have good sound quality.
Is that right, Logitech?
Yeah.
You may also find something at Radio Shack. One of the best microphones I ever got was a little $10 microphone. Mm-hmm. That I picked up at Radio Shack. And a USB microphone, first of all, that has a USB plug on it. And when it plugs in,
it's actually a sound card.
Okay, so I don't want that. So what's the other one called?
You just want a plain, ordinary old microphone that plugs into your sound card. And
8-inch male plug, correct.
You're right.
Great, thank you very much.
I have a friend who's blind. Her name is Anna Fusile. I don't know if you know her. She hasn't been to Boston quite a few years. She's now in New Jersey in a nursing home. She's very seriously ill and can't speak. So I asked Amy for some help in finding a pack mate for her. I want to thank Amy publicly for the wonderful help that you gave me. That was really life-saving. I'm building an address book in my computer in Microsoft Word. How do I import my file into a pack mate for her? It's a list of just everything about her life, her friends, her neighbors.
Okay, so you're just trying to create an address list for her.
Yeah.
Now, Word what?
2003.
Okay, yeah, no, it should read that fine.
But the Pac-Mate has no CD-ROM drive or anything.
It does have two CF cards, so that's...
Yes, it does.
You can do it that way.
I have to get a card docking thing from my computer to get it onto the card, right?
If you really want to do the simplest and probably the most reliable way, I would get a card, put the file onto the card, and mail her that card. You can also get those little USB-type things...
That read multiple formats of cards.
Yeah. Even if you put it on a card and ship it a card... Still about to walk it through, go into the file manager.
Well, she has to have the commission for the blind New Jersey to come out and help her with this.
Okay.
She's training. Amy, do you know with JAWS, the research it function, is it not? It's not working with MLB and some of the others?
It's broken. The issue with the research it function was that it's a front end to a few websites.
Yeah.
And FS actually did it to show off their technology of able to write plugins for research to custom databases. They never really made a commitment to continuously updating the stuff every time a website changed.
It's another issue. It's just like what they've done with the whole virtual ribbon thing, where they offer this option where you don't have to use the ribbon because the JAWS has their own way of doing things. Somebody called me the other day. They were trying to use the JAWS way instead of the regular ribbon way, and it turns out they had some kind of a update. They did an update on their office, and it didn't work anymore. And that's the problem.
It's not working.